हेलो
हेलो हेलो यो हेलो कैन यू हियर मी आई कैन हियर यू
हेलो हेलो
हेलो
या रोहेलो हो रहे हो सॉरी बट आई हैड यू ऑन म्यूट देयर रोहेलो इट्स मार्लिन कास्टिलो हियर गिविंग यू अ कॉल बैक थैंक यू फॉर पिकिंग अप द फोन कॉल नॉट डिसअपीयरिंग ऑन मी इट्स फॉर द गूगल लिस्टिंग
Yep, I told you I was going to answer, like I said.
I appreciate that. I mean, you're a man of your word. I respect that. So let's go ahead and give this thing a shot then. Do you have any other questions for me that you need for me to address? Excuse me.
Pretty much, no. Everything is pretty
clear,
simple,
right?
You know what I mean?
Google, yeah. First page, month to month, no contracts. You guys do the website for me. I get phone calls. If it goes well, I stay with you guys. If it goes bad, then I fire you guys. Pretty much, right?
Yep. That's how it works.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. I mean, so and please stay in contact with me too. So I'm not gonna disappear on you once you take your credit card. I've been here for 10 years, and I like to take pride in the clients that I sign up. And it bothers me if you don't get taken care of because, to be honest with you, you're gonna be thinking about me first when if things don't go well because I'm the one that's presenting our product to you. So I want to make sure that you're getting taken care of. Okay. So if you ever have any problems like reaching a technician or whatever, I'm not saying it's gonna happen. Don't get me wrong, but just let me know. Shoot me a text. Let me know, Marlon. I'm trying to get a hold of Bob or whatever. They haven't responded to me, and I'll make sure they call you as soon as possible, okay? Just be patient with the service, and we'll handle our part. Okay, now on the company name, Rogelio, do you want it to show as Quality Granite, just like that, or do you have an LLC affiliated with your company?
No, I would like to see you showing Quality Granite LLC or just Quality Granite, doesn't really matter.
Okay, well, I mean, I would recommend the way you got to register so everything is the same. That's what we look for. That's what Google looks for.
Okay, well, you know, when I got my LLC, it was Quality Granite Installation and Repair LLC.
Oh, okay. But, do you still want it like that? Or?
I was just wondering if I can use just Quality Granite LLC or Quality Granite.
Well, it sounds more to the point, you know what I mean? Like, and it's shorter, easier to remember. So I would agree with you, Quality Granite LLC. And we'll go ahead and register and verify. Okay, so let's go ahead and do that then. And speaking about verification, we're going to send you a pin code verification from Google that's going to reach you 611 business days from today. Can we send it over to 1973 Highway 52, Monk's Corner, South Carolina, 29461. Is that right?
Yep, that's it.
Okay, and is there an apartment number, unit number, lot number, or just like that?
Just like that.
Okay, and we're going to hide that address for you, okay? So we're not going to display your address on Google. Okay, and Rogelio, what is your last name?
My last name is Havanil.
Havanil? Is it with an H?
No, with a T. Havanil. Havanil.
Okay, otra vez, no lo escuché muy bien. Tengo aquí el air conditioner. Está bien, mucha calor aquí en California. T de Tomás.
Ya,
J.
A. M. A.
M.
M. A. N. I. L. Tejamanil.
Ok, bien original tu apellido. A ver, te voy a repetir, ok. Creo que me equivoqué algo. Ok, T de Tomás.
Let me put it in English. A lo mejor va a ser más fácil. T-E-J-A. M. A.
M like a Mary, right?
Yeah.
Like okay, M like a Mary, A, then, and then?
Yeah, M-A-N-I-L.
N like a Nancy, and then I like an Israel, then L, right?
L, yes, correct.
Okay, so yeah, I want to make sure that I do it right, because sometimes human mistakes happen, and then I'll send your invoice, and I'll be incorrect. And Rogelio is just like it sounds, right?
Yeah, Rogelio, yeah.
Okay, and where do you want me to send your invoice? To what email?
Let's do on my email. Let's do Roger, R-O-G-E-R, Humberto with the H, U-M-B-E-R-T-O, no. Yeah, Humberto, 0440. Yeah, 0440.
Is that Gmail?
Yeah, at gmail.com, yeah.
Okay, so RogerUmberto0440@gmail.com. All right, and what phone number do you want displaying on Google once you're fully active there?
843.
Okay.
471.
Okay.
8202.
Okay. All right. And do you have a secondary number, or this is the only one that you have in your purse at all times?
This is the only one that I have.
Okay, very good. And you remember the price that we're doing, right?
Yeah, $200 and some, right?
Yeah, $299 a month. Excuse me. And no setup. I'll go ahead and waive that for you, okay? And you get a free website and everything. I sent you an email also for me, so that way you have my information also and everything that we agreed upon. And disregard the setup fee there, because I'm obviously waiving it for you. You're not paying that, and because obviously that's, you're going to just see $299 in your account, because usually we're supposed to charge a setup fee. So usually it would be at least $398. So I'm going to just drop it down to just $299 to make it more fair for you. Let me see here. Okay, so Rogelio, I'm going to read you a 90-second voice verification, and I'm going to go ahead and shoot your invoice to you, and I'm going to go ahead and book you an appointment with the client support department, so that way you can talk to the technician about the keywords that you want, and also like the type of website that you want, like the photos you want on it. If you want us to do a logo for you, we can also include that for you. Okay, now with that said, before I get to do that for you, how do you want to secure the position to make it all official? Is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover? What would you
prefer? It's a Visa card.
Okay, and the same billing address, I assume?
No, that's a different address. The address that you got from Monster is the shop
okay.
address, and the address where I live is different. You
okay.
need the address or?
Yeah, the billing address, because they go by the zip code and all that stuff, so it's very sensitive
okay.
system to protect you. Just to make sure no one's using your card.
All right, so the address is 2435
mm-hmm.
Albacore Avenue,
mm-hmm.
North Charleston, South Carolina.
North Charleston?
North Charleston, yeah.
How do you spell it?
Charleston? C-H-A-R-L-E-S-T-O-N?
Oh, Charleston.
Yeah, Charleston.
Como Charleston. Okay, North
Charleston.
Okay,
South
and South Carolina, the zip code?
29406.
Okay, and the name on this card, does it just say Rogelio Tejamanil, or what?
It
or
says,
does it have
Rogelio Tejamanil, and it's just a business card, so it says it's got the quality granted.
As well. Okay, very good. So, yeah, we don't have to include that, but as long as it doesn't have, like, a middle initial, because I have to put it down also. Okay, now I'm going to go ahead and read you the 90-second voice verification before we do that. The card number, it should start with a 4. I think you said it's a Visa. If it's a MasterCard,
yeah,
it starts with a... Okay, so whenever you're ready, I'm ready for the 16 digits, please.
All right, 4-0-3-6-2-3-0-2-0-2-2-0-9-7-4-1.
Okay, and the expiration month and the year, please?
06-25.
And the 3 in the back?
413.
Okay, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go ahead and read you the verification. So welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification Recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement, and it's also another form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Quality Granite.
Thank you. Please state your name and your title within the company.
Rogelio Tejamanil, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Quality Granite LLC today, Rogelio?
Yep.
Thank you, sir. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So please be responsive to our phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a reasonable period of time, so that way we are all on the same page. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, please disclose any additional online marketing efforts during your term of agreement. The initial term and account setup is going to be charged today, which is the 7th of July, and the lower amount of $299. When the account reaches its end, it'll automatically renew each month on the same date, it's the same amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement by any time by simply contacting client support to prevent any charges for your next month billing. If you wish to do so, call us at customer service at 877-635-6225. And my extension is extension 622. Extension for customer support is extension number 1. Okay, so with that said, let's go ahead and check to see if you got your receipt there to make sure you have it for your records. It's also a tax write-off. You probably know that. Okay, okay, yeah, it's a tax write-off, so definitely use it. So it could actually literally be free. Okay, so, excuse me, it got to you by text and also by email. I think the text one is easier because it has a direct link to it. It should say something like, Rogelio, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to your email. We have on file. Then it says, please click here, mylocalsplash.com/terms, and then a phone number. Click on that.
Okay.
And then it's going to take you to the terms of experience.
Okay.
And then scroll all the way down to the bottom. You're going to see your name. Sign it. In other words, type it in because you can't sign it. Type it in digitally. And then before you put confirm signature, make sure you have that box checked in that says you're the certified holder of the card. Obviously, it's your card. Okay. And and then it's going to ask you to put in a username and a password. You don't have that yet. I'm going to go ahead and schedule your client interview, and they're going to go ahead and give it to you then. I have an available appointment tomorrow in the morning or in the afternoon for the 10 to 15 minute phone interview. You don't need to be in front of your computer, okay? We handle everything is to get to know your company better to advertise you. What would be the best time for you? In the morning or afternoon, you feel?
On the afternoon would be better because most of the time on the mornings I'm super busy. So in the afternoon would be
better. Okay. It's a little more smoother in the afternoon. All right. So how about the first one available that I got is 1 o'clock. It's Pacific time. So that's dos, tres, cuatro. So like between 4 and 5 o'clock, is that okay?
Can we do between 5 and 6? I don't know.
Okay, yeah, I got a later one too. Even if you want a later one, I have a 6 to 7.
Yeah, that'd be perfect, man. The later the better.
Okay, very good. So let me go ahead and put that one there. And you want it? Well, you have perfect English and perfect Spanish. So what do you feel more comfortable with? I know we even kind of have Spanglish in it. Oh, español, que es mejor para ti. Okay, so
yeah,
te voy a poner en español, entonces.
Inglés no es tan perfecto, so todavía estoy trabajando.
Are you serious? Oh, man. Para mí, a mí me suena que está perfecto tu inglés. Honestamente.
I wish.
Ah, pues tienes un acento y yo también tengo acento. Pues, ¿de qué país eres tú? Me suenas como sudamericano. ¿Oh,
no,
sí?
Yo soy mexicano, de la Ciudad de México.
Suenas un poquito... Yo soy de Bolivia. Por eso te pregunto, ¿tu apellido suena medio medio boliviano también, o peruano? O
no,
colombiano.
Yo tengo un apellido muy mexicano, man. Es Rogelio Tejamanil Nopal.
Nopal, ¿eh?
Sí, nopal.
Oh, no, pues con el nopal ya, pues ya, ahora sí te creo.
Ya ves, eres, soy mexicano.
Con nopal, ¿no? Si me hubieran a mí puesto a Marlon Castillo Salteña, ya supieras que yo soy de Bolivia, pues, ¿no? Yeah, man, so... Okay, te voy a mandar también un email para que lo tengas ahí, tu recordamiento o tu reminder de la entrevista de cliente. A ver, déjame ver aquí. Okay, so te voy a colocar ahí en el calendario. Let me make sure I send that through. Okay, y la última cosita que voy a hacer para ti aquí es voy a dejar unas notas para el técnico que te va a llamar mañana, okay? Hablan español e inglés, so de todas maneras, you know, la mayoría de la compañía aquí es, hablan español también, so you're good, okay, y, a ver, déjame ver aquí, so, and sorry, I'm taking so much of your time here, I just want to make sure that que hagamos todo esto correctamente, ¿cuál diría que son tres de tus servicios que te hacen más dinero? Would you say?
Mis servicios que me hacen más dinero es, pues,
like your top three, would you say?
Lo que me hace más dinero es fabricar y instalar, you know what I mean? Because like I said, I got my own shop now, so I got my own fabrication and my installation.
Okay, perfecto. So, a granite install y granite fabrication, así lo describirás.
Yep.
Okay, y comercial, residencial, it doesn't matter?
No importa. It doesn't matter. De los dos está bien.
Okay, ¿dónde está el, dónde está el dinerito, pues, no? ¿Dónde está la feria?
Sí, donde okay. Hay la feria.
Ahí está, pues. Okay, eso le vamos a colocar bajo comercial y residencial, pues a ver qué cae. ¿Y qué millaje de redonda quieres, estás dispuesta a viajar? ¿A 30, 50? Yo sé que depende del dinero también, pero ¿qué de lejos es lo máximo que estás dispuesta a ir? Post.
40. 40 minutos.
40, ¿qué millaje dirías de redonda es eso? ¿Unas 30 millas?
Unos 30 millas ya.
30, 40, creo. Bueno, depende de qué rápido manejes, pues, ¿no?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, 30, I mean, because I'm not trying to go really far, because, man, gas is expensive nowadays.
No, I know. You're not lying, man. Está grave la situación, ¿no?
Yeah,
pues,
man,
ya, no sé cómo pusimos esta posición, pero ya, y después saliendo de la epidemia y todo eso, oh, man. Que Dios nos ayude, pues, ¿no? A ver, te voy a colocar, pues, ahí, a las 3 de la tarde, mañana, ok, un millaje de 30, 40 millas. Y para tus anuncios en Facebook, right, ¿tienes una Facebook de business o nomás una personal?
Solamente personal.
Ok, te vamos a ayudar a crear una de business, ok, para que podamos hacer tus anuncios en Facebook, te va a ayudar eso mucho. Para la website, ¿tienes fotitos de trabajos que has hecho o no tienes fotos?
Yep. Sí, tengo muchas fotos.
Ok, ¿y ocupas un logo o tienes uno ya?
Tengo uno, pero puede ser opcional. I mean, I'm trying to have okay. A better logo, you know what I mean? I got one already.
So tienes la idea de un logo, pero no está tan profesional. So we'll help you with that, okay? Te van a dar un email mañana que vas a poder mandar el logo que tienes ahorita. Y ya cuando, ¿cómo se dice? Y después van a usar ese logo como template, and then I'll make you a nice one. Y después te van a mandar el logo, and then you let them know, hey, I like it, o no me gusta, and then you guys will go from there, okay? Pero son profesionales, so they'll handle it for you. Okay, ahora, let me see here. ¿Qué más falta aquí? Okay, so las millajes tengo ahí de redonda. Okay, vamos a ver con eso. Okay, so... el resto de las notitas aquí yo me encargo. Voy a tener que hacer como unas 20 minutos de notas aquí. No quiero dejarte ahí en silence cuando yo pongo las notas estas. Pero te quiero agradecer por mantener tu palabra, Rogelio, que okay? I appreciate that. Y también nosotros vamos a mantener nuestra aquí. Por favor, no te pierdas. Si alguna vez tú me recomiendas un amigo que tienes que está en diferente industria o lo que sea, tal vez un plomero, un arbolero, landscaper que conoces, si quieren estar en Google, si califican para la posición y si es que tengo la posición abierta, lo que voy a hacer en retorno, si tú me recomiendas a alguien, te voy a dar un mes gratis por cada cliente que me mandes. So save my phone number too.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds
so
good.
Te voy a poner en el referral program.
Friends,
there you go. So si es que pues te va bien contigo, pues send them my way and I'll see what I can do for them. Okay, aparte de eso, pues, que Dios te bendiga, man, y espero que tengas un successful año. Cualquier cosita, llámanos. No te pierdas tu cita mañana. So we said it's, what time? Entre las 6 y las 7 te van a llamar. So está pendiente de tu teléfono. Última cosa, si tú recibes alguna llamada de una compañía que dicen que son Google, que pueden hacerlo por menos dinero, que tienes que pagar más dinero, por favor, ten cuidado. Ya tú pagaste tu fee, ya estás trabajando con nosotros, so there's no need for someone to call you and ask you for more money or all that stuff. So write down the phone number si puedes y vamos a reportar esos teléfonos para Google. Okay, other than that, ¿tienes alguna otra preguntita para mí, Rogelio? Or you're good to go?
I'm good to go, man.
Okay, my man, pues no te pierdas ahí y no te falles la cita mañana, muy importante, because I want to respect your money and put it to work, okay? So don't miss your appointment y pues llámanos cualquier cosita. And we look forward to talking to you tomorrow. Welcome aboard, Rogelio.
All right, man. Appreciate it, man.
Okay, que pases muy buen día, pues, señor Rogelio. Okay, y que te vaya bien. Aquí estamos, pues, para ayudarte, okay? Lunes a viernes.
Okay. Dale, muchas gracias.
Buenas tardes. Un placer, pues, Rogelio. Ahí estamos, pues.
Okay, pues.
Gracias, man. All right,
bye.